Had John Milkovich loved fabric, he might have wrapped himself in handmade quilts. But this child of the Depression loved beer, so he wrapped his Houston bungalow in beer cans. Milkovich was a retired upholsterer for the railroad. In 1968, he began snipping, curling, and welding thousands of aluminum lids, pop tops, and labels. Using shears and other tools of his trade, he flattened colorful empties into siding or fashioned them into fences. Outdoor curtains made of pull tabs and can tops shivered in the breeze and kept sun off the front porch, and the beer can house became a Houston attraction. Milkovich died in 1988. His wife, Mary, sold the house to the Orange Show Center for Visionary Art before her death in 2002. Then, restoration began to bring back the home's faded luster. Vintage cans of Budweiser and of Texas Pride went to outside repairs. Inside, original linoleum and painted woodwork became a backdrop for displays of Milkovich's workmanship and his tools. In 2008, the beer can house reopened to the public, rejoining other quirky and beloved Houston folk art environments, such as the Orange Show and the Flower Man's House. So why do they do it, these homegrown artists of the unexpected, the discarded, and the over-the-top? Milkovich had a six-pack-a-day habit, but no artistic training. He hated mowing, so he paved his yard in concrete studded with marbles and rocks. His beer can creations were a retirement pastime, using materials and tools close at hand. But like a quilter who makes art from discarded clothing, his designs show remarkable detail and harmony. No part of the can, from the pop top to the folded seam of the lid, escaped his creative eye. Visitors come to this former working-class neighborhood near Memorial Park to marvel at one man's passion. They appreciate his knack for recycling trash into handmade treasure. In the Beer Can House guestbook, they say this folk art dwelling captures the eccentric spirit of Houston.